Greetings, listeners. My name's Andrew, and with me is Bevan Ramsden. In this podcast from IPAN, the Independent and Peaceful Australia Network, we discuss a campaign currently underway which involves the peoples of countries in our region, the Pacific Rim, calling on their governments to keep out of a US-China war. This is a campaign which you, our listeners, can participate in. Bevan, who's organising this campaign?
The Pacific Peace Network initiated this campaign. This is a network of organisations and activists that facilitates solidarity and collaboration between people across the Pacific who are working to create a peaceful, sustainable and thriving Pacific region free of militarism and war. It includes peace activists from Australia, New Zealand, South Korea, Japan including Okinawa, Guam, the Philippines and Hawaii. The campaign is also backed by World Beyond War and the International Peace Bureau.
What brings the people from this wide area together? What is their commonality?
The Pacific Rim countries have a geographical commonality because they are either within or have a coastline on the Pacific Ocean, the Ocean of Peace. In addition to this geographical commonality, they also share a political commonality in that they are all under pressure to increase their military spending at the expense of their people's social needs. Andrew, where is this pressure coming from?
The pressure comes from the United States. US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth declared at the recent Singapore Defence Summit that the US expects its allies in this region to increase their defence spending to 5% of gross domestic product. Hegseth justified this demand by referring to an alleged, possibly imminent threat posed by China. He claimed that the US is reorienting towards deterring aggression by China and made it clear that the Trump administration's defense strategy revolves around stifling the rise of China.
It's a massive increase in military expenditure. South Korea's expenditure would have to double from its present 2.6% of GDP. Japan's would have to triple from the present 1.8%. That of the Philippines would have to increase fourfold from the present 1.2% of GDP. And in Australia, such an increase would represent 2.5 times the present 2% of GDP we spend on the military.
These examples represent, for the countries of the Pacific and the Pacific Rim, a massive cost at a time when public funding is urgently needed for essential infrastructure, social needs such as healthcare, housing and education, and urgent measures to address the climate crisis, arguably the most serious security threat, and for some Pacific nations, a threat to their very existence.
The question the peoples of the Pacific and the Pacific Rim are asking is, why must we comply with this US demand? We are not threatened by China. What is the dire emergency which demands such a huge increase in public spending on the military?
Another commonality among the peoples of the Pacific Rim countries, particularly those on the western and southern Pacific Rim, is the presence on their territory of US troops and military installations. In South Korea, there are nearly 30,000 US troops, with that country's military being virtually under complete US control.
Japan has 57,000 US troops, including 20,000 on Okinawa, where the United States' Kadena Air Base is the largest outside the United States. This level of foreign military occupation exerts substantial pressure on Japan's foreign policy. The Philippines has at least four US bases, with US troops rotating through its territory and training with its defense forces. They also have logistics centers for equipment and musicians, either in operation or planned.
The island of Guam is a territory under direct US control, with US military bases hosting 7,000 troops and occupying almost a third of the island's area. The Joint Region Marianas is a US military command covering the Anderson Air Force Base and the Naval Base Guam. Anderson Air Force Base hosts B-52, B-1B and B-2 strategic heavy bombers and Global Hawk reconnaissance drones. Naval Base Guam is the home port for four nuclear-powered fast attack submarines and two submarine tenders. American military commanders have referred to Guam as their permanent aircraft carrier.
In 2014, the Abbott government, with typical subservience to the United States, signed the Force Posture Agreement, the FPA. This agreement gives the United States military unimpeded access to Australia's seaports, airports, and military bases. It enables the basing at RAAF Tyndall of B-52 bombers, some of which are nuclear capable. The FPA also allows the United States to set up fuel and munitions storage depots and an $8 billion port facility at HMAS Stirling in Western Australia for servicing of their nuclear submarines and storage of their nuclear waste. These facilities will allow the United States to plan, launch, and sustain military operations from our territory, and probably directed at China.
The peoples of the Pacific Rim countries, including Australia, are asking, why does the US have these extensive military facilities in our countries, and why are they demanding of us such huge military expenditures?
The answer, unfortunately, is not to benefit the peoples of this region, but to serve United States foreign policy objectives, which include maintaining its dominance in the region by containing China and countering Chinese influence.
The indications are that the US is preparing for war against China, a war it can't wage from the US West Coast. It needs instead military bases, port facilities and airfields on the west side of the Pacific Rim, for example, in South Korea, Japan, the Philippines, Guam, Micronesia and Australia. Without these military bases and the support of the military forces, munition supplies and manufacturing capabilities of the Pacific Rim countries, the US would be unable to launch and sustain a war against China. This US dependence on the Pacific Rim countries gives the peoples of these countries enormous power to prevent a war on China by uniting, refusing to be involved in such a war, and adopting a policy of neutrality should war break out.
So to wage war on China, the United States needs us, but we don't need its war. Such a war would be catastrophic for the peoples of our region and the world, especially if it went nuclear.
The Pacific Peace Network, with representatives from Pacific Rim countries and World Beyond War, are launching a solidarity campaign on June the 21st. This campaign will give the peoples of the Pacific and the Pacific Rim countries, including Australia, the opportunity to say no to war with China and a resounding no to increased military spending, and to do so with a common petition which is a call on their governments.
The petition reads as follows. for sustainable peace and the survival of our peoples and environment, we urge you, our governments, to refuse to join military preparations for a US-China war, to declare you will not fight in the US-China war, declare neutrality should such a war break out, and do not allow your territory or waters to be used in such a war, including the collection and relay of military intelligence, sales of weapons, and hosting combatant troops and facilities.
Listeners can sign this call for neutrality and the prevention of a US-China war at the World Beyond War website. Enter World Beyond War in the Google search box and scroll down to Take Action Now Online. Then under Global Online Actions, you will find the online Declare Neutrality petition. IPAN's website, which is ipan.org.au, also has the link to the petition. Later this year, possibly on the United Nations International Day of Peace on September 21st, the petitions will be presented to the respective governments, including the Australian government, and also later to the United Nations General Assembly. IPAN and the CICD support this campaign and commend the petition to you, our listeners.
This campaign, calling on governments to embrace neutrality and prevent their territories being used in support of a US-China war, should one break out, is in line with IPAN's declaration made at its national conference held in October last year in Perth. This declaration calls specifically for the Australian government to declare that Australia will not be involved in a war against China and will not allow Australian territory to be used to support such a war. IPAN's declaration has been given even greater urgency by war propaganda, such as the headline in the Australian newspaper of 17th of June this year, saying, US-China war, we would be in, followed by Defence Minister Marles' warning of conflict engulfing Australia.
The Pacific Peace Network's campaign reflects the sentiments of the majority of Australians who, in two national opinion polls conducted in 2023, supported Australia staying out of a US-China war and adopting a position of neutrality. And that brings us to the end of today's IPAN podcast. Once again, listeners can sign the call for our governments to keep Australia out of a US-China war and adopt a neutral position at the World Beyond War website or at IPAN's website, which is ipan.org.au. Good day and thanks for listening.